On the front of a greeting card, three women in sun hats sit on the beach. They're sitting inside an enclosed pocket filled with sand that shifts when you shake the card. The 4.5 by 5.5 inch card is decorated with a blue and pink color scheme, and the phrase, "Life's a beach," is written in the bottom right-hand corner. This isn't a mass-produced card typically found at your local grocery store. It's a Kimberly Jones original. The Fayetteville resident creates handmade cards for a variety of occasions.
I have been a crafter for 13 years, and I started back when I worked for DMD Industries in Springdale. I worked there in their craft outlet store, and my customers that were coming in buying scrapbook paper and things of that sort was like, "Have you ever taught classes?" So I'm like, "Well, no, I hadn't thought about it." So I started there scrapbooking and teaching classes, and it prospered so well that I started teaching card classes. And then after that, then my family is so gigantic. My husband's family's Catholic, if that tells you anything. So my Christmas guest list is, card list is gigantic, enormous. And if they don't get a Christmas card every year, they frown on me. So I do handcrafted cards for holidays. And all of my family love them so much that I started thinking, well, why can't I do this as a business? Why can't I go out and show, you know, the consumers and the public what I can do? And that's what I did. So I started doing cards for businesses, and it has just prospered from there.
Jones's cards are currently available on racks at two Fayetteville stores, Bliss Cupcake Cafe and Riff Raff. The tiny pieces of art are stamped with her company's name, Woo Woo Cards.
I own a Malamute, and he is my pride and joy. And Malamutes, they don't bark, they woo-woo. And so that is where the card name came from. And then I stuck to the black and white theme, black, white, and gray, because my cards are so colorful. I did not want my signage to take away from the cards. So, and it just fit, you know, with the Malamute's colors and everything else, that's where it came from.
Jones hopes this will eventually become her full-time job. She and her husband are expecting their first child in October, which gives her an incentive to have an occupation that allows her to stay home. Jones is a self-taught crafter who has never taken an art class. She explains that you find lots of examples of techniques in magazines and online. However, she won't copy someone else's design because she says she doesn't believe in that. Jones exudes creativity and says she draws inspiration from a variety of places.
I take ideas that I see. I'm always inspired by other artists and other things. And like I'll be out and about and I'll see a garden full of color and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a color combination for a card. You know, so I get my inspiration from everything. Cat, you know, if he's long haired and fluffy and white, then I'm like thinking, why can't I put fur on a card? You know, so I just get my inspiration from everything.
Jones explains that she is always looking for fresh ideas because she gets bored easily. She says creating unique cards is one aspect that her family has enjoyed about her handmade cards.
That's what they love about it, because then come Christmas, when we get over at his grandmother's for Christmas Eve, they all compare their cards. So, and I do hand stamp all my cards, so they're unique in that way. So, and I believe that, you know, when someone is to get my card, then if they know, if they're collectors, if they collect cards, because I used to do that, I used to go to Hallmark and just buy up all the cute cards, then they know that no one else is going to have that card. So... and before I did this, and now I do it too, I'll have to confess to that. But if I go into a card place and I see some cute, cute card, like at Christmas time, where reindeer's lights around his antlers are blinking, or there's music played or whatever, I will buy cards like that, because I'm a card lover. So, and I think that's a lot of me starting this, is I had such a love for cards and I bought a lot of cards, and now my attitude is, why not just make my own?
In addition to designing artwork for the cards, some of her creations also include simple phrases like happy birthday, or humorous, lighthearted ones like best fishes.
It took me a while to figure out what I wanted to do. And at first, I would put on the outside, thinking of you, thank you, you know, miss you, things of that sort. And I found that those are very, very specific to a buying customer. And when you go out and you're buying a card for somebody, it's really hard to find the art and the verbiage of what you're wanting. And you could shop for hours trying to find that perfect card for someone. So I thought, why not make it easy for the client to come in, love the artwork, but then the inside's empty and blank, but lined and nice and thick, that they can write whatever message they want and still get the message across to who they're sending it to.
Since she started selling her cards in local stores, Jones has learned that some of her creations have been bought by people who want to frame the card for artwork. She explains that she has lots of ideas running through her head, so she tries to stay organized by focusing on one thing at a time. When trying to create one-of-a-kind cards, doesn't she worry that one day the unique ideas will stop?
Never. In fact, I'm one, you could call me an insomnia or insomniac, because I pretty much sketch my cards out when I'm organized. You know, sometimes it just flies through and I'm like, I got to get on paper. You know, I have to do it. I'm not going to sketch it. I'll just do it. But there's a lot of times that I'll get up at 4 a.m. dreaming of a card and have to get it down before, because sometimes, you know, dreams you can't remember. So I'm like, okay, I have to do this. So I'm a night owl. I really am. I can be up till 3 a.m. and it not faze me one bit. So, and a lot of that comes with, that's when I'm the most creative. So it's nice and quiet. But I get my inspiration from everywhere. And there is never, I have never had a block period where I could not come up with something.
As she started to expand her small business, she's trying to take it one step at a time.
It's scary, because some people are like, why don't you put your cards on the internet? And I'm like, oh my gosh, because I'm a one-person business. I don't have help. I do everything myself right now. And so I could imagine if I put it on the internet, if I had 50 responses, oh, I want 20 of these, blah, 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 I'd be insane overwhelmed. So I'm taking it slow right now, seeing how it goes. I do have a 5-year plan going, because, you know, with any business, if you want success, you have to have a plan. So my goal is to be in 10 or 15 here in Northwest Arkansas, and then move to Southern Arkansas or Central, you know, Little Rock. And then before it's over and done with, be in boutiques across the country. So that's my goal.
Jones explained she has experience in a variety of sales, and when you merge that with her crafting skills, she's managed to create a job that she truly enjoys.
The one thing that I love about card making is it's never boring. There's always new techniques. There's always new strategies. And I'm one that I believe that, you know, if you have passion in something, then success will follow. And it's a job that I can be up till 4 a.m. working on, and it does not faze me one bit. So I never frown upon this job. I never wish I was doing something else. And I love it. I have great passion for it.
More information is available by emailing kjstamps@sbcglobal.net. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grahe.